call the roll, please.
We can just say with Walters opposed, so that's 12-1. Okay, what?
Walters and Denham.
Walter and Denham opposed. That would make it 11-2, correct?
11-2.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 11-2, that one goes out. Mr. Smythe.
Roll call, please.
All right, Mr. Smythe, Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy. You want a roll call and vote on that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we'll take a roll call vote. Call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kiowa Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Walters? Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Denham, aye.
Denham, aye. 12-0.
12-0, that bill is out. That's AB 110, right?
Yes.
Mr. Smythe? Okay. Mm-hmm. Next we have Mr. Solorio, AB 316, wrongful convictions.
287.
That will go out on an AB 287 roll call, 8-5. Next we have AB 1053, juvenile parole and interstate compact, and there's an amendment here, members, to make the bill contingent upon enactment of AB 999 to amend to require Department of Juvenile Justice to close Herman G. Stark Youth Correctional Facility no later than July 1, 2010, and Preston Youth Correctional Facility no later than December 31, 2010.
Hmm.
Let's have a roll call vote on that one.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 8-5.
8-5, that bill is out. Swanson, Occupational Safety, AB 838. It's initial general fund costs and ongoing special fund costs. What, it's amended for that? Or? Okay.
287.
This will go out on a 287 AB roll call, and that's 8-5. And next is Mr. Torlakson, three items. AB 746, the standardized testing program. That will go out on an AB 287 roll call, 8-5. And next is AB 836, a task force for education technology.
287.
Again, an AB 287 roll call, 8-5. And finally, AB 1175. This is seismic retrofit funding for the Dunbarton and Antioch bridges. On the roll call or on the Dunbarton Bridge? This is a seismic retrofit funding with the excess from the Bay Bridge construction.
Yes. Call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Sergeant, this is Senator Wolk. Senator Wolk, can you see if she's in her office? Is she right there? Okay. Excellent. Okay. Very good.
We did vote.
You're an aye on 476 and 836, Ms. Wolk. And we're going to take another roll call right now. This is on the Dunbarton and Antioch bridges. AB 1175. Call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Yee?
Aye.
Yee, aye. 11-2.
11-2. Ms. Torres has emergency telephone systems. This will go out on an AB 845 roll call. That's 13-0. And Mr. Tirico has the safely surrendered baby fund. That's a tax checkoff, members, and it's amended to eliminate grant programs and ensure the Department of Social Services only uses the checkoff funds.
845.
That'll go out on an AB 845, roll call, 13-0. It's only a tax checkoff, it's not a tax.
It's a new tax checkoff.
That's right, it is. Want me to call the roll?
Call the roll.
All right.
This is on 1049.
We're going to strike that previous roll call.
1049.
Oh, our legislative, our parliamentarian here is having heartburn on this. Do you want me to reconsider that? Would that make you feel better?
Yeah.
All righty. We're going to reconsider AB 1049, roll call. This is on the reconsideration, members. Call the roll.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham.
Aye.
Denham, aye. Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropesa.
Aye.
Oropesa, aye. Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner.
No, this is the reconsideration.
You need to do yes.
We're doing it for you.
You.
This is the one time, George, you can vote yes, okay?
Runner, aye. Walters.
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk.
Wolk. Senator Wolk? Miss, will you check, Sergeant, will you check and see if she's outside? Senator Wolk? Is she? Okay. Okay, good. You're all over it, huh?
Wolk, aye. Wyland.
And I need you for one more roll call.
Wyland, aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye. 13.
Thank you for your patience, members. That was a reconsideration. We only have a few pages to go. We'll be out before 2. So here's the new roll call on Tirico Safely Surrendered Baby Fund Tax Checkoff. Please call the roll.
Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox.
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham. Hancock.
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno.
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropesa.
Aye.
Oropesa, aye. Price.
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner.
No.
Runner, no. Walters.
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Wyland.
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Denham, aye.
Denham, aye.
Denham, aye. 12-1.
12-1. That bill is out. Mr. Valines, Government Practices, AB 567. It's amended per the author to delete the clearinghouse. It'll go out on an AB 845 vote, 13-0. And Ms. Yamada has an adult day healthcare center, bill AB 369.
845.
That'll go out on an AB 845 vote, also 13-0. And members, now we're going to take up the Senate bills, okay? Senate bills, members?
We need Ms. Wolk.
Yeah. Do you have all your Senate bills in one place?
Well, we think so.
Okay.
Starting off with who?
Duchaney.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
For what it's worth, and I don't know if there's anything to be done about it at this time, but just for the record, I had thought I was a co-author of Senator Hancock's SCA 5 and also Senator Padilla's SB 600. Just for the record.
We will take that under advisement, Senator Leno, and as soon, if they are amended, we can add your names.
So noted. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, do you want to start with?
409 is a 845.
Okay, and we're going to go in alphabetical order, if that's not too much trouble.
No, I can, this is easy enough. I can just.
Page 23.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
Daryl?
Yes.
I need you to interrupt for about 3 minutes.
Need to what?
You need to interrupt for about 3 minutes.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for coming in when I sent you that.
I
Members, we just, as I said, a few pages to go. We're on Senate bills now. And we're going to start with, in alphabetical order, Senator Duchaney's SB 409, having to do with the Department of Railroads. We'll take a roll call vote on this.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
Aye.
Cox, aye. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye.
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye.
Aye.
Denham, aye.
13-0.
13-0. Glad we did that roll call. Okay, we'll go on to Senator Duchaney's Constitutional Amendment Number 10, Indirect Initiatives. That'll go out on a 287 roll call, 8-5. Senator Duchaney has Constitutional Amendment Number 14 on Funding for Initiatives. That also goes out on an AB 287 roll call, we'll substitute it 8-5. Mr. DeSaulnier is next, is that right? SCA 16, Indirect Initiatives. That will substitute the roll call from 287, 8-5, that goes out. SCA 19, Mr. DeSaulnier's initiatives sunsetting in 15 years, that'll go out on a substitute roll call from AB 287, 8-5. Next is Ms. Hancock's SCA 5, Majority Vote Budget.
That's 287.
Really? Okay, that will go out on a substitute roll call.
Roll call.
Which one?
The AB 287 roll call, 8-5. And finally, Mr. Padilla's AB 600, the cigarette tax, take a motion, it goes, it'll be due pass to rules. Senator Leno makes a motion, call the roll, please.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
You're sending this back to rules?
Yes, due pass to rules. This is on SB 600, Mr. Padilla's tobacco tax, the cigarette tax.
Whose motion is this?
Mr. Leno's.
Oh, I wanted to go back, what, to add my name to it?
Leadership wants to go back to rules, we're going to take it up.
Okay. I always voted that by party's call, I never thought of thinking for myself at all.
Only $1.50, Pat?
Would you like to make an amendment? Okay, members, are we ready to vote now? Everybody knows, the yeses and the noes are all... This is, again, members, this is SB 600, Mr. Padilla's Cigarette and Tobacco Tax Products. It is due pass to rules, it's going back to Rules Committee, and Kehoe, on the motion by Leno, Kehoe's an aye.
Kehoe, aye. Cox?
No.
Cox, no. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no.
Walters?
No.
Walters, no.
Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no.
Aye.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no.
Aye.
Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no.
Aye.
Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Oropeza?
Aye.
Oropeza, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no. Ye?
Aye.
8-5.
8-5, that measure is out, members. I, that is the last item on the file. Let me thank all the members, you know, we may have to come back, but I'm, At this point, I don't know. But I want to thank everybody for the cooperation, particularly my vice chair, Dave Cox, and thank you for the beautiful roses. Appropriations Committee staff on both sides of the aisle worked so hard to prepare all this work. And our chief consultant, Bob Fransoia, for doing a great job. Republican fiscal staffs included in that. Miriam Ingenito and the Department of Finance. All our sergeants who've been working overtime on keeping the members here.
And Sally.
And Ledge Counsel Fred Messerer. Thanks, everybody, and thanks to the members most especially. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chris. Very good job.